We have somebody who wants to join the conversation. Is she here yet, Heather McDonald? Is she here?
Heather.
Is that the doorbell? Yeah. Get her right in here.
Yay.
Hello, there she is. Heather McDonald.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. It's always nice to know that people want to come back.
Right, because, you know, you just
like
never
she was
know.
On once. She's like, I'll never go back on that show again.
I listen to you guys all the time.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you. Did you hear what we were talking about before you walked in? Boobs.
Oh, you were talking about poops right before?
Boobs, not
oh,
poops.
Boobs. Oh, yeah. Boobs.
Well, we were talking about poops.
Poops is in the next hour. Don't jump ahead.
I did not. What were you saying? What were we talking about? Boobs. What? What
we're,
about?
We're
them?
Talking about those I Heart Boobie bracelets, right?
Oh yes. Okay. Yeah, I heard about the that. Yeah.
Yeah. The kids are wearing them for to express right. their social interest in breast cancer. I'm like, no, they're not. They're wearing them
yeah.
to have giggles, and I love boobs.
I have boobies. I'm at school. It says boobies.
How old are your kids now?
My kids are 13, 10, and 7. And my 7-year-old is a bit of a perv. He's very into my boobs.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I'll come out of the shower, and I'm like, grass, but my hair is wet. And he'll be like, why is your hair wet? I'm like, because I took a shower. And he's like, and were you naked in that shower? I'm like, all right. Like, it's like, and he's going back to school in like 2 weeks. So we're trying to get him
Drake.
In the mood. No, this is Brandon.
Oh,
the
Brandon's
younger.
Young. Okay, young.
He's the youngest. He's the worst. And he, so we're just, I keep telling him, like, get ready. You can't say all this stuff. He goes to Catholic school. So I'm like,
oh.
At what point
Catholic
did you realize, school. I mean, I'm sure that you were showering with them at some point. And then you're like, all right, you're going to start showering alone.
You know what? I never, okay, there was, it's more like they'd walk in and see me naked and I didn't care. And now, I stopped that. But now it's like they want to. And I'm like, can we get this door locked, you know? And then.
So you're not the type who walks around the house naked at all. I mean,
if they're not there, yeah. But now it gets to a point where all of a sudden, you know, you realize your son's too old. And it kind of sneaks up on
you.
He
starts touching things and poking.
Yeah, and they're and then like my son will be like, she's naked, get in here. And I'm like, oh my God, like, how creepy.
I'm your mom. You're supposed to be horrified.
Do you remember seeing your own parents naked at all?
Yes, and I was like horrified.
Okay,
like,
so
I remember seeing my dad. Well, my dad actually, I'd see him a lot because my dad would go swimming in our pool.
Yeah.
And then just take off his clothes and like dry his balls, and I'd have like friends over. Dad!
Friends over.
I'm like, literally had friends over, like, because the backyard, no one could look into the backyard, but from the living room, you can see the backyard. And I was just like, and my dad was just, I was like horrified.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't get to come over for sleepovers.
See, that
anymore.
Was my, I was the kid who was always embarrassed too, because my dad, he either wore just his plain tidy whities all the time. It didn't matter who was it. The Pope could have been at the house.
Yeah.
I don't goddamn care. It's my goddamn house. I don't care who. Either tidy whities or Daisy Duke jean shorts. So either
way, I was
embarrassing to have friends over because he'd just be standing there. And
did he at least wear the tidy whities with the Daisy Duke jean shorts?
Oh, no.
No underwear with Daisy Duke.
No underwear with Daisy Duke.
Oh, no.
Right.
Well,
you know,
my stepdaughter's 13. She lives with us. Yeah. And for a long time, my husband, I would come home and all three of them would just be in their underwear, my husband and the two kids. And then I finally was like the other day, I go, okay, we got to start wearing shirts like at the dinner table. We are not like some white trash family. My daughter is in high school. She's going to want to have friends come over. And this is like horrifying.
Yeah, Mom, can you make sure that dad and my brothers have shirts on? Because I have friends coming over.
Well, do you ever find it tough? Because it's like you said, it's your stepdaughter. And so is her mother still in the situation?
Yeah, she is. But she's happy to have us live with her. And my stepdaughter likes me a lot more than my husband. So it's not like an evil thing.
Yeah.
She'd rather have me around than him. So
I mean, does she go and stay with her mom ever?
Yeah.
But does her mom walk around the house naked? I mean, do you have to?
I have no idea. No, I
don't know what's going on.
I don't really know. We just, you know, we have her for during the week. We take her to school, and she just started an all-girl high school that I went to. So that makes
she went
my husband,
to the same high school you went to.
Yeah. So
I went to all-girls Catholic school.
And look how she turned out.
Great.
Yeah.
You know what?
Fantastic.
Great.
She doesn't listen.
Sure, I sleep with women, but it's fine.
But the thing is that it gives you a lot of confidence.
It does.
It gives you a lot of confidence. You're never, you know, you get to college, you're not afraid to raise your hand or be conscious of the other students. Like, you gain so much confidence going to an all-girl high school.
I will say.
I figured it'd be the opposite.
No.
Like, every girl, everybody's judging you as opposed to guys like, hey,
no, but there are no guys around, so
no,
you don't have that weird competition.
Like, school is like, it's all about school, and then on the weekends you have the brother school, and you do stuff with the brother school.
Yeah, but
so you're just trying to prolong the when she meets boys and starts having
it was hilarious. They were like, they have like this dad's club and my husband's part of it, and these dads are like, this is the greatest thing ever. They're like, first of all, we don't need any more volunteers for the boys school dance. They're like, we have like 60 dads that volunteered to chaperone the dance. He's like, we could use some more for like the breakfast group, whatever.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I mean, it's hilarious.
This dad shoulder to shoulder around the entire dance floor with black sunglasses on.
yeah. I mean,
now is your 13-year-old like 13 or is your 13-year-old like 23?
First of all, my 13-year-old, which is hilarious, is like she and her friends are like getting into like the 90s music. Like they love all this. She likes this station. Oh, she likes the rock music, everything. But I kind of dig like Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber. So she's like, it's so weird. She's like, you like kid music. And I'm like, she's like, the day she found out that he killed himself in Nirvana, yeah. She's like, Kurt Cobain killed himself. Oh my God, my friends and I are so sad. I'm like,
it's like happening all over.
It's happening all over. And I'm like, oh my God, like she's cool. Like she's cool and like into retro and like, and I'm
she actually introduced her to 95.5 Classic Rock. She was like, hey mom, there's this great station plays classic rock.
Yeah, she did. She's like, oh my God, yeah, she likes all that. It's actually really cool
because
they can find everything, you know, on the internet and figure out what's cool and what the kind of music they like. And I'm like, oh, you know, because I'm listening to Miley's new song. And I'm like,
do you like that
song?
Up in
the club. I kind of like the beat, you know?
I know, but
it's like dancing on a strip pole. And she goes, mom, this song is completely inappropriate. She is promoting promiscuous sex and drug use.
I'm with your daughter on this.
Change the station. I'm like, okay, nerd.
Red cups, I'm like, sweaty bodies everywhere.
Yeah. I'm like, what? I like, can't I twerk with Miley and like have some fun?
Can you imagine our moms twerking?
Do you
twerk? Yeah.
Try to embarrass your daughter in front of her friends, or are you just embarrassing naturally?
Well, first of all, I think I'm a complete delight.
That came out totally wrong. Yeah. Are you just a complete embarrassment?
I think I'm a complete delight. I think I'm so much fun.
I agree.
But no, if my kids ever complain about me, like my son was complaining about me the other day, like, oh, mom, you're so weird. And I go, you know what? My husband was taking the two boys to Vegas to visit his brother. And I go, when you're in Vegas, why don't you go find a new mom? I'm sure you can do better. I'm not that great. Go find a new mom. And he goes, well, she'll probably smoke and be a lot fatter than you. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Thanks for recognizing what a fabulous figure I
have. You know what is awesome? Because your book is great, My Inappropriate Life. And my favorite stories, I love the stories about your kids because honestly, they're pure comedy.
Oh, my God. The things that they say.
Your comedy routine is writing itself.
Oh my God, well, so many times they'll just say something and I'll just tweet it.
Right.
And then they're like, what are you tweeting? I'm like, what you just said. And my son's kind of cocky about it. He's like, let me know how many retweets you get. I'm like, I will. I'm like, this one, not your best. Might have been the time that I sent it. Might have been.
Didn't get any traction.
Yeah, like, this one only got like 12.
These don't have the little playroom. Yeah. Now it says writer's room on the door. They're all in there like, hey, we got one, mom. We got one. Let's test this on Twitter. No, you're actually doing what they're calling it, a momologue or what am I saying
on
here?
On She Knows. Yeah, that was really fun. On She Knows, it's a great website. And so they came and they asked me a bunch of questions and then did little vignettes of my answers. And some of them were like, you know, kind of serious and hard, like, oh, how do you feel about guns in the house and stuff like that, you know? And then
tough
other ones
to make
ones
that
were,
funny.
Yeah. Well, I was like, well, I'd rather not have them, but whatever somebody wants, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool website, and it was fun because one of the questions was, have you ever had a teacher that you don't like? And so then I told the whole answer, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm seeing this woman in 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because you're in the same school. It is.
Yeah, they're going back. No. They're going back.
Internet.
No, a teacher for my kid. I mean, he's out of that classroom now, but he's going to the next classroom. But my youngest son is like, you know, he's a wild boy. So if you're raising boys, it's completely different than raising girls. Like, you know, there's times I'd be at a restaurant and, you know, my son, literally, we were at P.F. Chang's once and he climbed into one of the booths next to us, one of those high booths, stole their, you know, fortune cookies. That's the kind of thing that I deal with. And sometimes I'll look over and there'll be a little girl the same age that's just coloring. Mm-hmm. Can I have some food, mother? And I'm like, why? What is
they're
up
in Fillmore,
with
but
boys?
She's still British, you know?
Yeah, but they're like, yeah, they're just like these fruit, perfect mama. Little girls. And so sometimes in the school, I find that the boys are not as enjoyable as the girls for someone to, you know, I wouldn't want to be with them all day either. I admit, you know.
Do you relinquish some of like the parenting to your husband with the boys because he's the man? I think that a lot of women are like, no, let's like they call it like pussification. Like you're trying to pussify the boys as opposed to guys saying, no, this is how I was raised. And I might say things that you don't like, but this is how you raise a boy.
My husband is totally wears the pants in the family. I mean, we are not the typical sitcom where he's like, I forgot our anniversary. I mean, no, it's like my dad comes around and we're like, you know, not scared of him. I'm not beaten. But like, it's
this
like,
Heather, this is a safe place.
You know,
do you need us to get you?
He does. But like the kids know, they're like, you know, and I, you know, he says, no, you can't have this, you know, and I'm like, you can't have this. Meet me in the laundry room. Oh. I'll have the Nutella and toast for you at 8:05. Do not say anything, you know, and then they're like, and they're like, he's coming. Wipe the crumbs off your hands. What, you know, like. They're just, you know, because so it's kind of, he's definitely stricter. And like my little one will like throw a tantrum or cry with me sometimes. And my older son will go, oh, Drake never does that. Brandon never does that with dad. I'm like, why? And he goes, because dad's scary. He's like, dad's not going to put up with that. I'm like, oh, great.
He can't cry.
Great. I like
it. No, the thing is, the keywords was put up with it. So, I mean, it's like you're allowing this to happen, which dad knows.
He's a little boy.
Why, he's
though,
a little boy. I mean,
he's seven. You got to stop crying at five.
I know.
You got to go to school. You're presenting yourself to the world. You represent the family.
You know?
You represent it's like, the family.
Yeah. Like, you crying?
It's truly, it's like we'll talk about, you know, the kids are like, can we ever have a dog? And We're the parents that had the kids before the pet, and anybody who has the kids before the pet does not get a pet. Okay,
right. You're like, we do.
You
not
have to have
time.
The pet before the kids, and then you keep the pet. So we don't have the pet, and all I think about is getting a pet would just be another thing for us to fight over. You know, someone didn't feed the pet. Whose fault is it? It's my fault. I forgot. I left the dog in. It pooed somewhere. Like I can't. So the kids were like, really? We're never going to have a dog or anything. And my husband's like, when you're 18 and move out, you can get enough money to buy your own house and you can have as many dogs as you want. That's your motivation to get a job and move out. I'm like, move out? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, they're going to stay with me forever. Yes. My son the other day was like, Mommy, he'll say, itch my back. And of course I itch my back. And my daughter's like, okay, Mom, they're getting a little old. I'm like, shut up. He's only seven. And he's like, Mom, when I'm in college, will you come over and itch my back? I'm like, of course.
Oh.
I'm like, do you imagine? Hi, how are you? I'm looking for my son in... He has a little eczema.
And he's having a hard time getting to sleep.
I'm totally. I'm going to be the worst mother-in-law, too.
You're going to be in the bottom bunk in his dorm.
Don't oh, my God. Can you imagine, like, some little slut comes over? I'm like, I'm going to be horrible. That's why I'm hoping that at least one of my sons is gay, but both of them are showing major heterosexual tendencies. Because with a gay...
Even though your one son drew a picture of himself, portrait, he drew himself as a girl.
Right. He did draw himself as a girl, but he was cheating. He was copied the girl next to him because he was ADD and wasn't listening. But for a while, I was like, let's embrace it. Like, let's embrace it, you know, let's grow his hair out, let's, you know, because I want to be like one of those parents you see on 2020, you know, right. Where the kid is like 12 and like now
dressed as a princess.
John is Janie, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm like, let's roll with it.
I mean,
you know?
Did the teacher know right away that he cheated off the girl next to him? I was like, did she think that he maybe ran out of time and
like blonde
couldn't draw him as a man? Or is like, did he draw himself as the Asian girl next to him? Because he cheats off her about everything. So it's a little Asian girl. It's like, wait
no,
a second,
it was,
this is
it was,
not
no,
you at
it was
all.
Like just, yeah, no, it was like a girl version of him, you know, because it's like everybody's, you know, white.
Oh, my God,
and,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
And
so,
you were like, there's a gender identity maybe issue.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, I'm going to embrace everything. Like, for so long, I'd be like, hey, you guys, how about a My Little Pony? Like, I'd go down, like, the girl aisle. I'm like, anything you want here? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, I'm just saying. I just don't ever want to be that mom that's like, you can't play with that. Embrace it, you know? And also, like, with a gay son, then it's like, you know, a gay son can never, his boyfriend can never get knocked up and stick us with child support for 18 years. I'm just saying.
That is true.
Yeah,
there's some major bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
And a gay boyfriend would be way more impressed with me than some little 21-year-old slut that's like, this woman is a bitch.
I love that you assume that your boys are going to grow up and date total sluts.
Oh, they, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I basically said, you know, you don't get married till after 30. They all know that. That's
a good rule. Yep.
Heather, that's a rule.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Heather McDonald, you can actually see her perform live tomorrow at the Pasadena Ice House. You can get tickets at icehousecomedy.com. Heather McDonald, go out and get her book. What's the title of the book?
My Inappropriate Life, audio version also available.
Do you read it?
Yes, of course.
No, her 7-year-old son reads it. No, it takes about 7 hours to get it.
No, but you know what?
Sound it out.
No, but sometimes for some reason, the book companies don't want the authors to read it.
I don't like that. I'm like, no, I want the person, I want you to read it.
It is a huge pain in the butt to read.
I know.
But it is all of me, and
Morgan Freeman
so
reads
good.
Her book.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
My Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Heather. We're going to take a break and come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.